From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajja province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejji province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Syrian government and opposition rebel forces poured reinforcements into the city of Aleppo on Monday. Both sides are planning for a battle that diplomats are trying to avert. Monitor said as many as 2,000 pro-government fighters have arrived in the city since late Sunday. One observer says the Great Battle of Aleppo is imminent. The government-leaning newspaper Al Watan reported Monday that the army had received enough military reinforcements to retake areas of the city under rebel control. Monitors say as many as a half million civilians remain trapped in the city. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El-Shahabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of a victorious Israeli opponent at the end of a bout on Friday. The Olympic Broadcasting Service says all seven people who suffered injuries when an aerial television camera fell into the Olympic Park have been treated and released from care. German Olympic team says canoe slalom coach Stefan Henze has died of injuries sustained in a car crash. This is VOA News. Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been re-elected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, who took under 48%. Members of Hichilema's party alleged vote tampering in the August 11th election. 15 prisoners from the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates in the latest transfer of detainees under the Obama administration. The release of 12 Yemeni nationals and three Afghans comes amid a renewed push to whittle down the number of detainees at Guantanamo. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Monday outlined his plan to counter terrorism. Speaking in Ohio, Trump said he would call an international conference of world leaders to devise a new plan to crush and destroy Islamic terrorism.
We will also work very closely with NATO on this new mission. I had previously said that NATO was obsolete because it failed to deal adequately with terrorism. Since my comments, they have changed their policy and now have a new division focused on terror threats. Very good. Very, very good. I also believe that we could find common ground with Russia in the fight against ISIS.
His opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, campaigned Monday in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. She took Trump to task for his domestic, economic, and foreign affairs proposals.
Look, I said in Philadelphia that a man you can bait with a tweet is not a man you can trust with nuclear weapons. It's also not a man you can trust to run our economy, help heal our cities, or be a role model for our children.
That's the political campaign and, of course, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate. Also in the U.S., residents of the Midwestern U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, are bracing for more racial violence after a second night of trouble Sunday. The mayor of the city has set a 10 p.m. curfew for teenagers. The latest spate of protests against American police began Saturday when a black Milwaukee police officer shot and killed an armed black suspect. Officials say 14 people were arrested Sunday after a crowd began throwing rocks at police. There was no repeat of the destruction that occurred the night before, when at least six businesses were set on fire. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey. At least three people were killed in the incident. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher on Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.